Chapter 11. A week later, they still hadn't gone into the girls' bathroom. Jeff always had a good reason why it wasn't the right time. Recess was the wrong time because it would be better to wait until after lunch, after the girls had eaten. Lunch was no good because they hadn't had time to digest their food. Listening to Jeff, it would seem that girls never had to go to the bathroom. But Bradley had never been happier. He was thrilled to have a friend. He even was beginning to like school. Jeff had 2 gold stars next to his name. Bradley felt proud when he looked at them, almost like he had earned them himself. "What do you want to do?" Jeff asked. "Nothing," said Bradley. It was lunchtime. They had finished eating and were sitting out on the grass. "Did the counselor say anything stupid today?" Bradley asked. Jeff hesitated. He looked down at the ground, then boldly stated, "I like her." Bradley was shocked. "She said that I can like her even if you hate her," Jeff asserted. "It doesn't mean that you and I can't still be friends. We don't have to agree on everything. She said friendships are stronger when everyone has different opinions to share."
"You told her I hated her?"
Bradley asked. Jeff nodded.
"Good."
"Except she didn't believe me," said Jeff.
"She's weird," said Bradley. "She never believes anything anyone says. I'm not going to see her anymore."
"She said you don't have to. I told her you wouldn't show up today, and she said that was okay. She said you don't have to do anything you don't want to do." Bradley turned and looked back toward the school, in the direction of the counselor's office.
"That's one of her tricks," he said.
"So what do you want to do?" Jeff asked.
"Nothing."
A basketball bounced away from the basketball court and rolled toward them. Jeff jumped up and grabbed it.
"Hey, Fishnose, over here," called Robbie, a boy from their class.
"Kick it the other way," urged Bradley.
Jeff threw the ball all the way on a fly to Robbie.
"You should have kicked it onto the roof," said Bradley.
"Maybe they'll let us play," said Jeff. "Let's ask them."
Bradley shook his head. "No, I don't want to."
Jeff watched the boys play basketball for a moment, then sat back down with Bradley.
"Uh-oh," Bradley said. "Here come those girls again. Try not to say hello to them."
"Hello, Jeff," said Lori.
"Hello," said Jeff.
"Hi,"
said Melinda.
"Hi," said Jeff.
"Hi, Jeff," whispered Colleen.
"Hi," whispered Jeff.
Lori laughed as the 3 girls walked away. Jeff shrugged.
"I can't help it," he said sadly. "Let's go beat them up," said Bradley. "Then they won't say hello to you anymore."
He started after them, but Jeff didn't follow.
"Come on," Bradley urged. "Girls are easy to beat up. You just have to hit them once, and they cry and run away."
"Not now," said Jeff.
"Why not?"
"Everyone will see us. We'll get in trouble."
Bradley stopped. "You're right," he agreed. "We'll get them after school."
"I can't," said Jeff. "I've got to go right home after school and do my homework."
Bradley was beginning to get fed up. "How come you're always doing your homework?" he asked, hands on hips.
He said the word homework the way other people might say the word manure.
Jeff shrugged. "Do you like doing it?"
Bradley asked. "It's okay. I don't mind too much."
Bradley kicked at the ground. "Do you think if I did my homework, Mrs. Ebel might give me a gold star?"
he asked. "I don't think she gives gold stars just for doing homework," said Jeff. "But she might."
"Maybe I should do it sometime," said Bradley.
"Why don't you come over after school today?" Jeff asked. "We can do our homework together."
Bradley's face twisted in anguish. "Today? I don't think today's a good day to do homework."
"I can help you," Jeff started to say, then stopped.
"You can help me with the stuff I don't understand." "All right," said Bradley. "I'll do it."
"Good," said Jeff.
"First we'll beat up those girls," said Bradley. "Then we'll go to your house and do our homework."